Well, you've certainly been in the chamber for several of these. What was your reaction to last night's final address by President Obama?
Last night's address was really fundamentally different than anything that I had heard before from a president. He was really talking over the heads of Congress, straight to the American people. And I think he's legitimately worried about how the rhetoric around this presidential election really oversimplifies the problems facing this country. And I think he was, you know, calling on the voters to really help elevate the debate and ultimately try to help stop the partisanship that really has been, you know, the stone around his neck as a president for the last 7 years. There was a really long and exceptional section of the speech on foreign policy. And as someone who's been trying to grow a smart, strong foreign policy, I was pleased to hear him say in unequivocal terms that we are going to go after ISIS. We're going to get them. But to remind Americans that there's a limit to our power abroad, that we actually have to be wary of hubris. And it's those moments when we aren't that we get into the most trouble. So I thought that was a particularly interesting part of his speech. And I think, you know, it comes from him listening to a lot of these presidential candidates who have tended to, you know, overstate and oversimplify America's role in the world.
President Obama was elected the first time in large part because he spoke about a new politics that moved on from the left-right battles of the 90s. But last night in the address, he seemed to, as you've mentioned, really dwell on the fact that the politics has not moved on from that and said it was one of his regrets. Why do you think that is?
It was a really honest moment where, you know, he said that he was, you know, really upset that he hadn't changed the politics and the tone. I don't think it's all his responsibility. The fact is that Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, said right after President Obama was elected that the Republicans' number one goal was not creating jobs or fixing the healthcare system, it was defeating him. And so that became a reality that he had to live with. I think he identified the fact that, you know, a lot of the problem in terms of partisanship, you know, can't be solved by one person or 10 people or 100 people. It really is the system itself that's designed to fail in a lot of ways. So I thought it was interesting that the president chose his last State of the Union speech to maybe spend the most time talking about campaign finance reform and redistricting reform. Those things I've long talked about as keys to trying to get Washington to work together, and I was glad to hear him talk about it too.
Is it just pie in the sky, though, in a year when it's going to take $1 to $2 billion, it looks like, to win the presidency?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, you know, redistricting or campaign finance reform is passing this year. But I think he spoke directly on this issue to members of Congress and said, hey, listen, you guys aren't enjoying your jobs because you're spending all of this time raising money because you're not getting as much substantive done as you would like. And you know, I think that that might be a little bit of a wake-up call. We'll see.
I have to ask you about the governor of your state, Dana Malloy, who was in the box with the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and also there was an empty seat left for victims of gun violence. This is an issue that I know you've been working on and talking to us here at WAMC about for years now. Did you hear enough from the president last night? I know he's had his executive actions recently, but to follow up on issues of gun reform, were you satisfied with what you heard last night?
Well, given the fact that the president spent the entire first week of his presidency talking about gun violence, I don't think it was a surprise that it wasn't a major part of the speech last night because he had, you know, dedicated essentially 5 days to the issue the week prior. In a lot of ways, a picture, you know, speaks louder than words, and that visual of our governor, who I'm so proud of, standing, sitting next to an open seat, on the other side of it, the president's wife, the first lady, you know, that was a very important symbol that last week's actions by the president are going to carry over to the rest of his presidency. I know that from personally speaking to him, and I know that he's going to continue to work on gun violence issues even after he leaves the White House.
Legacy-wise, this was the last time the country will hear from President Obama in a State of the Union address, and I wonder what you make of his term to this point with about a year left.
I think he made the case last night that this country is strong. And while we are constantly wringing our hands, when you compare the state of this union to the state of almost any other union in the world, we come out looking pretty good. He inherited an economy that was an absolute meltdown. We are in the longest period of robust job growth in my lifetime. We have dramatically cut energy imports. We're on the verge of energy independence. Our streets are, you know, frankly, safer than at any time in recent past. Deficits are shrinking. There's a lot of work we still have to do, but I think if he wraps up 8 years, he should be pretty proud of the work that he and Democratic and Republican members of Congress have done. We, you know, snipe and we fight and we criticize, but, you know, on so many big things, Republicans and Democrats actually have come together. Whether it was, you know, saving the auto industry from ruin, or repealing No Child Left Behind, or even raising taxes on the very wealthy in order to reduce deficits, you know, that's a pretty important bipartisan legacy that the president shouldn't paper over.
That's U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut. Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll look forward to your next stop in with us on the Congressional Corner.
Great. Thanks, Ian.